It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to it. Another edition of Let's Talk. It is a Tuesday. It is the second Tuesday of the month in our first hour, and that means we've got a special guest joining us. It's our pleasure to welcome in from the Schuylkill County Historical Society, Diana Prasimchak. Diana, good morning. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning. We have a lot of interesting things going on, so...
That's what I'm hoping for, and our listeners, yes.
Yes. You know, with the 250th this year, we've been looking at all our programming and things like that. So we're really gearing our program to how Schuylkill County participated in the birth of our nation. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our programming you will pick up on is called the 250th celebration. So as you look at our programming, come and enjoy every one of them. There's one scheduled every month to help you realize this is a great nation and we're ready to celebrate 250 years.
Amen.
This Thursday, we're kicking it off with Lithuania in Schuylkill County. This program is going to be done by our president, Jay Zane, but it's going to tell you how the Lithuanian family history and research, how you do your genealogy with the Lithuanian background and things like that. Because, you know, when you go to search a name, the spelling was atrocious. So you really got to learn how you're what you're looking for, because maybe Smith was not spelled S-M-I-T-H. It could have had a Z in there or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's really something to see. So it'll be this Thursday at 6:30 at the Historical Society. Come and join us. It's going to be a great event. So and next coming up, of course, we have our Pysonki eggs. We always do that. For
Easter, yes.
And they're making beautiful eggs. We had a class last Saturday, and we do have a class this coming Saturday. Now, mind you, it is also the parade, so but we do have some openings. If you're still interested to join us, you can give us a call. And speaking of the parade, the society is open, and if you come in and you make a purchase and you say, Happy St. Patty's Day, you will receive a 15% discount on your purchase. So Stop in, get some cool gifts, ideas. We have a lot of things going on. Next on our agenda, of course, at the last Wednesday of every month, we have our Local Reads Book Club with Casey Owens. This time we're doing Some Stones Shine. And it is about another patch town. So that is basically the birth of our county. We've had a lot of little patch towns, little coal mining towns and things like that. So to hear the stories of how they survived and how they struggled is really interesting. So it is a great read. Again, it's called Some Stones Shine. And it's by Joseph Tyrone. And like I said in the beginning, March 26th, which is a Thursday, we will be doing one of our programs, America 250. And this one is going to be on how Schuylkill County and Pennsylvania helped to build the nation. It's going to be presented by everybody's favorite, Porcupine Pat. He's a great speaker, and he has a lot of knowledge. But he's going to talk about how the different significance of contributions from Schuylkill County has made it to history and also helped form our nation. So, again, we have a lot going on. And following that one on April 9th, because I don't know if I'm back in the studio before that, I'm going to give you the first one in April also. We have a very interesting one. It's America's Flagships. So in the story of the SS United States, which was called an American flagship, Larry Belanta will be joining the society, and he's going to have a unique discussion about the SS United States. It was an ocean liner that is often referred to as, again, America's flagship. And it's scheduled to be sunk as one of the largest artificial reefs. But he's going to tell us all about this flagship, and he has many pictures and things like that. So, again, there is a lot going on at the Society. Please join us for all our programming. It is free to all members. If the others are $5 for non-members, but, you know, you can help us out by joining the Society and making our membership climb. We're still trying to reach that 1,000-point goal of members, and we're very close, so it will be interesting to see. So there's so much going on. Today, I was supposed to be joined by one of the authors of a neat book that came out, and this one was dear to my heart because it's from Mary D., and that's where I'm originally from. So when Jessica Stein talked to me about this book, I was like, wow, this is really cool. I've got to read it. So she gave me the book, and of course, I couldn't put it down. Because it really does tell you the story of how the miners fought so hard to survive through their bootleg holes, through their mining, their triumphs and their tragedies. It tells it all. And also, of course, how the mine bosses could care less.
Yeah.
And, you know, so you hear that story repeatedly over and over, especially with the Molly Maguires. So there's so much coal history in our county that, you know, both books are going to deal with patch towns. So it is a great start to the reading club. We will be covering patch town in April at our society. But this one here is such an interesting story. And I found myself, as I was reading it, placing all these people into the home, because she would describe, oh, the home on South Center Street or the home on North Main Street and things like that. And I was like, oh, I know that house. I know that family. So it was really cool to read all about them. And I didn't really realize how they struggled with the mines in Mary D. Because they started to tunnel under the homes. And I know on my property in Mary D, I had an air shaft.
Wow.
So it was, you know, they didn't care. They were going to get that coal out one way or another. So the whole town bound together and blew the mine shut. So it's a very heroic story. It's a very interesting story. And she got her stories from her grandparents and her dad, which I found out that him and I were best friends as kids, and I didn't even know that that was her father. But Johnny and I used to ride these mini bikes through the coal banks and play in the breaker and play on the shovel that she's now talking about.
Wow.
So it was very interesting to see. They're very unique books, and I can't wait for them to take off. So it is a great thing going on this year. Please join us for the 250th. We have a lot going on. We're changing exhibits out. We're trying to refresh everything so that we can have a nice place to say this is Schuylkill County history. And so there's so much going on. And then one other thing today, and I'm sure, Jay-Z, you can go along with this. It is the 150th anniversary of the telephone.
Yes. You had some stuff on that today, yes.
And it's interesting to see from what they started with, the cone-shaped mouthpiece and earpiece to what we use today. And an interesting story about the phone. We have classes come through, and one little kid said to me, "What's that black thing in the corner?" And I was like, "Okay, it's a telephone." And it's an old black rotary phone. And he had no clue. And I thought, boy, thanks for letting me know how old I really am. But as you think about the phone, you know, think about how we had party lines. And, you know, you had to have switchboard operators standing right there switching the lines and everything. And how this phone, we have one of the old crank phones at the Society, which is probably about a foot by 2 foot. So it's a big wooden box. But now we're down to, you know, a little 4-inch flat cell phone. So it just goes to show you how much technology has changed. And so it's fun to look back and, you know, with it being the 150th anniversary, check it out. See how much it involved. And you will see that our ancestors, you know, think about how when they made their first phone call, it would have been so unique. The smile on their face that they can connect to a loved one. Now we just take it for granted. Oh, just Google it or call it. So it is something very unique and very interesting to follow.
Yeah, the long distance, waited to call till after a certain time. And I remember all that stuff. Now, like, you try to tell somebody that, they just look, kind of look at you like, really?
Yeah, I couldn't get the party line. Every time I picked somebody up, somebody was talking on the telephone. I was like, yeah, this is not the way to go. And even the phone numbers.
Yes.
You know, you had a 4-digit phone number, and then you got a 7, and now we're up to a 10-digit number. So it just goes to show you how much and how drastic things change. But we do keep our history here at Schuylkill County, and if you want to see it, it's at the Society. So please stop in and check it out, because there's so many unique things in there that will make you think, wow, that was the way of life back then. You know, from outhouses to party lines to bootleg holes. And, you know, we had it all.
Right.
But we survived.
Yes. That's key.
That is the key. They were very hardworking, cooked meals every night. We didn't have the fast food and the processed food that we have today. So you think, oh, my God, it was such a hard life. But you know what? They smiled doing it, and they did it for their family.
Yep.
So I think, you know, we really need to look back into history and just check out what our ancestors' life was really like.
Now, hours, because the weather's getting nicer, Diane. How about the hours at the Historical Society?
The hours, we are now back open on Saturday. So okay. We're open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 10 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 2. If you need to make an additional appointment, just give us a call. We'll try to accommodate you. But we do have a lot of schools that are going to be coming through. So we're really gearing our programming and to the children to start learning this county history. So if you want to volunteer, wow, we can always use that.
Yeah.
So, and it's fun. I mean, because you can do any aspect of the society, from looking at old photos and scanning them to doing research for somebody, or just working in the gift shop.
Right.
Or working in the archives. But it is an interesting and a very rewarding position.
I always thought, because we have such a jewel here, that would make such a great class trip, like for some, you know, teacher's history class. Go to the society and see the Schuylkill County history and what a part we played. I think that's better than any field trip you can think of.
Exactly. And like I said, we have 7 school districts scheduled right now to come through.
Cool.
And it's very interesting how to watch the children. That's the most fun part of my job. I enjoy watching the expression on the children's face when they get to pick something up and, like, discover what it really was. The one area in the society that the kids love the most, I think, is the old kitchen. And I always say, it's just like my Baba's kitchen, you know, and has the old coal stove. And they look at me like, coal stove? Don't you push the buttons on that? No. You got to shake the coal and keep the fire burning. And then we also have a toaster. And the sides flip down. And they look at me like, and I say, now, what do you think this is? And they just, you know, to watch their faces discover what history was like is just thoroughly amazing. And, you know, they're usually about fourth grade is when they talk about local history. So we're getting them right around that age group. And it's so much fun. You know, I tell the little boys, you know, because they're usually about 10 years old. I said, you know, back then you wouldn't go to school. You would be a breaker boy. And, you know, they're looking at me and I'm like, yep, you would be picking slate. Your poor little fingers would be all cut up. So yeah. Please stay in school and learn. Learn your history and be thankful for our ancestors that fought for what we have today.
So true. That is so true. We're speaking with Diana Prasimchak from the Schuylkill County Historical Society. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more after these messages. Stay with us, folks.
How many times have you heard,
I'm bored. There's nothing to do around here.
You're wrong. Here's why. Explore Schuylkill is your destination for all things Schuylkill. From outdoor recreation to attractions, events, and accommodations, Explore Schuylkill can tell you where to go, what to do, and how to get there. They even have a craft beverage trail. Download an app and discover local breweries, wineries, and distilleries. Be a tourist in your own backyard. Visit Explore Schuylkill at their location along Union Street in Pottsville or check them out online at schuylkill.org.
The PIAA basketball playoffs continue this Tuesday evening. It's a girls' class 3A second-round matchup as the Schuylkill Haven Hurricanes take on Pequay Valley at 7:30 from the Geigel Complex in Reading. If you can't make it to Berks County, check out all the action on sister station T102 101.9 on the FM dial. Schuylkill Haven, Pequay Valley, the PIAA basketball playoffs on sister station T102.
Jen, I didn't know you shopped here.
Hey, I'm hunting for something fresh for spring.
Oh, girl, skip them all. Jewelry Television has the best spring looks right now.
JTV, way ahead of you. Just hit up JTV.com yesterday. Scored the cutest clover earrings, two tennis bracelets, and this gorgeous pearl ring.
Right now, new customers get $20 off any purchase of $99 or more at JTV.com.
Oh, and gold hoops and this turquoise bracelet.
Just a couple things, huh?
Maybe more than a couple.
You've got a big day, so you use Unstoppable Scent Boosters to give your laundry non-stop freshness. So no matter how long the day goes, you
can't stop this power, this walk, this pose, this strut, this look, this talk.
Your clothes will be so fresh you can confidently strut into that end-of-the-day meeting like a
boss, 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 bosses. Let's talk business in my office.
Add new Unstoppables beads to your wash for 24-hour non-stop freshness so you can smell unstoppable.
Jay-Z, get this. I know you have a lot of upkeep there at Stately Z Manor.
Boy, do I ever. And it gets too much for me sometimes.
You know, do you ever suffer from breakdowns? I remember there was a time where you talked about your lawnmower going bang really loud.
That thing wouldn't work if you hit it with a defibrillator. Still having all kinds of problems.
Well, I have just the place for you. Ark Rentals, Route 61 South in Orwigsburg. You know the place.
You mean they actually can help me with this?
Oh, yeah. They do small engine repair. And get this, the greatest part about it is you really don't have to wait that long because they can take care of it. As long as the parts are available, man, it's out the door pretty much as soon as you bring it in.
These folks are for me. Everyone knows my middle name isn't Job.
Well, head on down to Ark Rentals, Route 61 South in Orangeburg. All your small engine repair, plus check out everything else they've got going on there. You can't go wrong at Ark Rentals.
You know, come to think of it, my friend, my chainsaw just ain't cutting it.
Weather forecasting reimagined.
2822 Future Alert Weather.
Not just any old forecast, it's your ultimate advantage.
Delivering real-time updates with pinpoint precision.
2822 Future Alert Weather has you covered from morning traffic to your weekend adventures.
Precise, reliable, built for tomorrow. 2822 Future Alert Weather, powered by one of America's most accurate weather teams.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number one on this Tuesday morning. It is the second Tuesday of the month in our first hour, and that means we've got the Schuylkill County Historical Society in studio as our guest. Diana Prasimchak is here. Diana, welcome back.
Hi, thank you. I want to go back to some of the things that we were talking about earlier, the programming and the books. Again, the society hours are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 10 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 2. But most of our programming is in the evenings on Thursdays, Wednesdays or Thursdays. So please check our webpage, which is schuylkillhistory.org, to see what's going on, or our Facebook page. We always keep everything up to date there so that you can see what's going on and when you can join us for some interesting history and learn about your ancestors. But two of the amazing things about the society, and I don't think people realize that they just look at this building and wonder what's inside. There are so many things inside that building. We moved from a small building because we needed space, and that was in 2000. Now, 26 years later, wow, we're packed. And we have three floors. So interesting of how much history you can collect. And if you just take the time, take an afternoon or whatever, come in, explore the society and see what it has to offer. The museums are so informative, and it all has to do with the Schuylkill County. It's not, you know, what's going on in California or anything like that. It's pertaining to your Schuylkill County history. The other thing, which is a lot of fun, and we see so much of it, is people doing their genealogy. We have a library chock full of family histories, so forth, that you can do your genealogy tree. We are hooked to Ancestry.com. We could take you right overseas on Ancestry. So if you come in, you have all that at your fingertips. The other unique place is, of course, our gift shop, where I get all these wonderful books. But everything in our gift shop has something to do with Schuylkill County, whether the author's from Schuylkill County or the book is about Schuylkill County, whether our T-shirts all have sayings that have to do with Schuylkill County. We have little coal Christmas trees, little coal trees. We have everything that you can think of that would come from Schuylkill County is in our gift shop. A lot of postcards, a lot of pictures. But the books is what's going to give you the history. And we have some amazing deals. Right now we're running a special, 5 books for $20. And a lot of them, the one was just covered by Ron Devlin in the newspaper called Schuylkill Lists. And it's all about different facts of history of Schuylkill County. And so it is a big seller right now. But then we have them on the Civil War, so forth. So there's a lot of choices on that 5 for $20. But then you also have, like I said, Patchtown is going to be coming in. Right now it's not in the society because it's still in print, but it is an interesting book. And again, you're talking about the coal towns. That is our life. That is where our ancestors came from. So if you lived in St. Clair, you probably worked in the mines. I know I lost an uncle to dynamite from the mines. So you have so much history. And it's in our books. So check out the two latest books, Some Stone Shine. And that's about a family of four boys that really struggled losing their father. And their stepmother had mental issues. So when he died, they tried to survive on their own. But again, it's about patch towns. So, and then, like I said, Patch Town itself is an amazing book. Yes, I know it's more dear to my heart because it's from Mary D., but it does explain the struggles of them. So you can find anything you want in our gift shop. And again, this Saturday, if you stop in and you say Happy St. Patty's Day, you'll get 15% off.
That is a great deal. Great deal. just for doing that. Just for saying that.
Yep.
That is good stuff. And we also want to remind the folks that with the 250 coming up, that you guys will always have history in line with that as well. So
yes,
so like much Schuylkill County history with that.
Yes, every month we're going to be doing America 250 program. Follow them. It is a series, and it's going to run throughout the year. So we're having one every month that's going to deal just on Schuylkill County and how it helped form our nation.
Good deal. Diana, a wealth of information once again. And the books are tremendous. We encourage the folks out there to read. The fact that they blew that up to close the mind just fascinates me.
Oh, yes. They really struggled. It's amazing how, the mind started back in the 1800s in Mary D., but then it closed and then reopened in 1938. Of course, under Reading Anthracite, Lehigh Valley Navigation. And that's when they closed the mine. So, and Mary D. was actually the name of the mine owner's wife.
Okay.
Mary Dolores.
Okay, because I was going to say, that is so unique, and I never knew. I always wondered if there was significance to the D, Mary D. There you go.
Wow. Yep, that was the mine owner's wife.
How about that?
So it is amazing, and that's something else you can check things out is all the different names of the towns and where they came from. You can just get lost in this society.
Oh, they are so interesting. Just, the coal patch towns, those names. We had a gentleman on a while back, I remember, just talking about that. It was fascinating.
Oh, yeah. And we have a list that is 4 pages long of names of towns. And when I look at it, I think, where is this one? A lot of them are gone, but they were such small patch towns. And, people will come in and say, well, my parents were from this town, but I don't see it on the map. Well, yes, because it was a patch town. So, yeah, the patch towns is interesting homes. And, just how they were built for the mines, from the mine owners' home to the bosses' homes to the miners' homes and to the laborers. You have that series and you can look at a town and say, okay, I can see it now. Because just in Mary D., we have the really big house right on the corner, catty corner from the fire company, which was the mine owner's home. Mm-hmm. And if you went up the left side of South Main Street, those homes were bigger. They had more bedrooms. But on the right side, they got smaller. And then if you went further into the town, you ended up with row homes. So you see just how it all was built.
Wow. That is great stuff. Of course, always a great time when we have Diana Prasimchak from the Schuylkill County Historical Society in studio with us. Diana, another great job. Anything more you want to add before we let you go this morning?
Just check us out at schuylkillhistory.org or stop in the society. And remember, we're always looking for new members and volunteers. So please stop in. And again, remember, it's a good sale this Saturday, 10 to 2. Just say Happy St. Patty's Day, and you get 15% off your order.
Doesn't get any easier than that, folks. Diana, thank you so much. Look forward to talking with you again next month, because there's always good stuff going on at the Society.
That's for sure.